The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has released their annual report outlining 2018 production numbers, including a review of the health and welfare of the state's farm, produce, and ranching industries. Utah Agriculture Commissioner Luann Adams is warning of challenges facing agricultural producers, including drought.
But it's no secret, I think, that these drought conditions have played. We had some good moisture in the spring, but then we didn't get any. It was just dry during the summer and fall.
When Commissioner Adams and her family moved their sheep from high mountain grazing areas back to their ranch in Box Elder County this past fall, the livestock was malnourished.
And we had plenty of feed, but it was like feeding them sticks and no nutrition.
They use supplements and high-protein feed to sustain the herd before taking the sheep to market. The commissioner says a number of Utah producers are using nutrition supplements and state financial supplements to help sustain their herds and their livelihood.
We're a last chance. Probably couldn't get the loans from regular institutions. It's considerable, and it helps these farmers and ranchers with a lot of water solutions.
Commissioner Adams approved three new loans just earlier this month. There are other programs, including GIP. The Grazing Improvement Program pays up to 50% on private grazing lands and 75% of costs on public lands to help with rangeland improvement.
Like, we've done a lot of pinyon juniper removal. Those trees suck up a lot of water, those pinyon junipers. And when you remove that, the new grasses come, and it helps with the sage grouse and wildlife also, and puts a lot more production on the ground. We're able to get water where you couldn't get water many years ago because we're using solar.
Agricultural experts say drought is having the most impact on herd health in Utah, but according to the Utah Farm Bureau's 2018 report, ranchers continue to lose livestock to predators, including the coyote. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.